My name is Raymond, and I'm the minister here at Gracious Broccoli. And while the children are out in the back hall, learning and building their own Christingles, I thought I would explain to you what the Christingle is all about. So we're going to do the same thing that they're doing through there. And the first thing to say, really, is that a Christingle is really a memory aid. Okay, that's the first thing to say about a Christingle. A Christingle is a memory aid. It works as a kind of reminder. Now, there are lots of different ways to remember things or to remind yourself of things. For example, I make quite a lot of use of the reminder app on my iPhone 5. Some people, like my wife Rebecca, they like to use to-do lists to remind them of things that they need to do. Other people perhaps use post-it notes. Maybe you're one of those kinds of people who use post-it notes to remind yourself of things. Some of us who perhaps are a bit more primitive, maybe we will tie a knot in a handkerchief. Whatever works for you, the whole point about the Christingle is to remind us about Jesus, which makes perfectly good sense at this time of year, because Christmas, Advent, is all about Jesus, and we especially want to remember him at this time of the year. And so our first reminder for the Christingle is the orange. Now, I could have used something a bit bigger, like a football or a Pilates ball, but this orange has got a hole in it, and you'll see why in a few moments. But let's go with an orange, because well, it's bright, you can all see it from where you are. This orange reminds us that God made the world that we live in. And a great Bible verse that reminds us of that comes from the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and it says this: "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." The orange reminds us that God made this world, the world you live in. He's our creator. In fact, God didn't just make this world, but everything in it, including you and me. There's nothing in this whole wide world that God didn't make. And because of that, he deserves all the praise, all the glory for doing such an impressive job, as David Attenborough points out to us time and time again in his documentaries. Now, this is a gingerbread house. My daughter made it a few weeks ago at a craft evening. She, my daughter, is its creator. I think she did a pretty good job myself. She used icing as cement and sweets for decorations, although if you look closely, one of them has fallen off, but don't look too closely. I think there's a good attention to detail. And now, it would be completely wrong, wouldn't it, for me to praise one of her two brothers for this gingerbread house when they had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Well, in a similar way, God deserves all our praise for making our world. And so first, the Christingle reminds us of that fact, and the orange. Our second reminder from the Christingle is the candle. And I'm going to put the candle, stick it into the orange without trying to break the candle. And this candle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. A great Bible verse that reminds us of this comes from John chapter 8 and verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Jesus said that he was the light of the world. And let's think about that for a moment. When it's dark, you're not quite sure what's going on around you, are you? Or where you are. You can't see or make sense of things. Well, Jesus came into a dark world and he lit up this world with his presence. Without him, this world would be a very confused and confusing place. We wouldn't know what to believe about God, life, death, and why we are here if it were not for Jesus, the light of the world. There's a little passageway beside my house where I park. We park all our bicycles. At night, if I go out of my kitchen and around the corner into that passageway, I cannot see anything. Nothing makes sense because of the darkness, and I end up bumping into things. But when the sensor light comes on, suddenly I can make sense of where I am and I can see more clearly where I need to walk. Well, in the same way, Jesus helps us to see and to make more sense of what's really out there in this, our world. The Christingle, secondly, reminds us of that fact. The third item on the Christingle is the ribbon. And the ribbon goes around the Christingle, right the way round the world, as it were, like that. The ribbon reminds us of the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus was born on that very first Christmas so that over 30 years later, he would shed his blood on that cross. Another great Bible verse that reminds us of that comes from 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. For Christ, that is Jesus, died for sins once for all, the righteous, Christ, for the unrighteous, you and me. And why? To bring us into relationship with God. You'd think that Jesus' death would be a very sad thing to remember at this time of year, wouldn't you? But it's actually the most important thing to remember about Christmas, Advent, and indeed Jesus Christ himself. Thinking about Jesus without thinking about the cross is like thinking about Strictly without the dancing. Or for some of our younger members of our congregation, High School Musical without the singing and dancing. Or worse still, a Marvel movie without any superheroes. It just wouldn't work. It's not right. It's all wrong. And this is because when Jesus died on the cross, shedding his blood, all those years ago, he took my place and your place. He swapped places with you and me. And so he took on himself the punishment that should have been yours and mine. God the Father punished Jesus when he should have punished you and me for the wrong things that you and I have said, thought, and done. Isn't that incredible? I wonder, has anyone ever done anything like that for you personally? Some of us perhaps have got brothers and sisters, and perhaps we can remember getting the blame for something that they did. Someone's had that experience. Some of you probably have as well. It's not very nice, is it?
No.
But imagine if you'd done something wrong and then they took the blame so that you didn't have to have the blame. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, that is exactly what Jesus, the light of the world, did when he died on the cross. He took the blame for sin, even though he had never, ever sinned in his life. Jesus took my place and your place. It's not very nice knowing that God is going to punish us, is it? But it's wonderful to know that Jesus has taken that punishment upon himself in our stead. Wonderfully, the Christingle thirdly reminds us of that precious and important fact. The last reminder of the Christingle is this. I've got, the kids will be delighted to know, I've got these little sweets or fruits. It could be fruit, the more healthy option. But I've got four of these little sticks with a fruit on them. Well, no, with sweets. I'm going to stick them in. And these sweets, or fruits if you prefer, represent you and I, people, individuals. But notice there are four of them. And this is to remind us that all the way through the four seasons of each and every year, including this year, God, our Creator, is and has been very good to each of us. The sheer fact that we're here is evidence of that goodness. And the last verse of the Bible that I want to remind us of comes from John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. According to Jesus, he came to this world to give us the best life possible. He wants you to have the best life possible. He said that he came so that every single one of us in this room this afternoon might enjoy a full and complete life. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful to know? And many of us here are parents. Now, all good parents try to do whatever they can to make sure their children have a full and complete life. I don't know if you remember, but in late February to early March of this year, we had significant snowfall across the country. As a result, I kept saying to my kids, "Let's go sledging." But things were busy, and I think one of them went out sledging with a friend. And before I knew it, the chance had gone. The snow melted. Now, the reason I offered to go sledging with my kids was not just because I'm really a big kid and I wanted to go and play in the snow myself, but it was because I love my kids. And having lived in South Africa for 9 years, they had not experienced snow as often as perhaps many children living in this country might have experienced. And so I wanted my children to have a life full of all sorts of good and varied experiences, just like many of you parents here today. Well, in the same way, Jesus said that he came to give us a full and varied and wonderful life. He loves us so much that he wants the very best life for us, both now and stretching into eternity. And if you read the Bible, particularly one of the four biographies of the life of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you will discover that having a full life here and now and in the future means knowing and loving Jesus. It means knowing and loving Jesus for yourself, personally and individually. That is where a full life begins. That's the fourth and last thing the Christingle reminds us of. And so there you have it. That's the whole point of the Christingle.